am I the jerk? So let's find out. Are you the jerk?
All right, this one is a little long, but I think it's necessary.
Okay.
All right, this is from, I don't know if he wants us to use his name. I'm going to do it anyway. Because is that a jerk? Am I the jerk for using a name?
Like, you send us your name.
Did he put the name on the email?
Right. From him, yes, but not at the very end.
Then he signed the invasion contract.
Okay, yeah, so you're right. We do have the fine print.
Right.
On Am I the Jerk 1310. All right, this is from Danny. He says he went to game 6 of Mavs Thunder. Went with his dad. Good seats in a lower bowl. Typically a less rowdy group than those upstairs. Sitting to my right is a married couple, roughly my age, about 40. The woman is directly next to me. Her husband's next to her. While the husband had a Mavs hat on and seemed mildly invested in the game, the wife was not. So, of course, they go to the first half. Nothing to get too excited about, but they started coming back. And this is when he says, I noticed the woman sitting next to me giving me dirty looks when he would get excited because they're coming back. The dirty looks morph into her downright staring at me. Finally, I ask her if she has a problem. She tells me that I'm being obnoxious and I'm invading her space. I should point out that I'm not doing anything out of the ordinary. Cheering, clapping, fist pumps. I was high-fiving my dad and the guys behind us after big plays. I was rather shocked at what she said. Nobody else around me had a problem. I asked her what she's talking about, and she said that my elbow invaded her space once when I was fist pumping. I asked her if I touched her. She said no, so I told her to mind her own business. Now this is where we get into it.
Oh, no.
Oh, here comes the hubs.
Now, if there's something you should know about me in a situation like this, what I am not going to do is tone it down. What I am going to do is become more and more exuberant. Mm. At this point, I start yelling louder, maybe in her direction. My hands get slightly closer to her as I clap. The fist pumps invade her space. I include her on the group high fives at the big plays, which she never reciprocated. It got to a point where she made her husband switch seats with her so that she wouldn't be next to me anymore. He was actually quite pleasant and never said anything to me, which leads me to believe he knew his wife was being a B.
Mm.
So she's clearly the jerk for becoming irritated by my exuberance during a huge second half comeback in a playoff elimination game. But am I the jerk for ramping it up and flaunting it in her face after she confronted me? Or is that what you get for being an uptight B at a playoff elimination game?
Yeah, you escalated the situation. So in turn, you took her being a jerk and reciprocate. Again, treat others how you want to be treated. Apparently, she wanted to be treated like a jerk, so he helped her.
I will say, man, during this, two jerks don't make it right.
Right. And that's a common theme in these.
And I feel that if you're at a playoff basketball game, you may have a little bit of space, but come on.
Do you give the lady a little bit of a pass on that, where she doesn't totally get the program here?
But I do feel that if you're in the arena,
right? I do too.
You, I'm with you.
Are going to, especially if they're making this massive comeback and everyone's excited, and I think everything's out the window.
I'd kind of do too, but I'm not discounting that a lady that maybe isn't that into what's
going on. Well, then why go?
Because her husband's there and they had two tickets.
Well, then if I'm the husband, I'll say, how about this? I know you're not into it. How about you stay at home and I'll bring somebody with me?
Yeah, we all that's know going how that to, goes, though.
You got to realize,
yeah,
I mean,
probably
you're in a potential closeout game in the second round of an NBA playoffs, and people are going berserk around you, and you're going to be, oh, your elbow got in my space. Then that's on
come
you.
On.
It's petty. But now it's also so petty to...
It is.
Clap in somebody's bubble, dude. That is so egregious.
She was a jerk, and he responded being a jerk. Because the easy solution...
Just like, I'm surprised that the husband... Like, well,
because they had an easy solution. Hey, let me trade. I don't mind. Like, I'm into it.
You would have had to say something if that was your wife, though.
Yeah, I think you'd have to say something.
Somebody's
like,
clapping in your
on,
wife's
bro,
face.
Right.
Like,
come on,
dude.
Man.
I know she's annoying.
He
but
didn't
come
say
on.
In her face. He just said he, like, maybe instead of clapping in the middle, he moved it over.
There's
a
not
bit.
A lot of space in this.
I mean, being
area.
Directly in her face would be completely out of
line. Like, I'm sure he's not, like, bent over, like, clapping directly in her face. But there's the only so much space that isn't in her face.
I think it's hilarious that he had to be the one to say, what's your problem, when she obviously had a problem and is just staring at him and not saying anything.
I'm shocked she didn't tell her husband, like, to do something
Take
about
care
it.
Of this business.
I almost equate that to the person that's at the comedy club that's not laughing.
Right.
With the hands crossed.
You just want to have a bad time.
It feels like that. I don't know. I think she was definitely being a jerk.
She initiated the jerkiness.
100%.
But then he amped it up.
They jerked each
other. 1,000 times.
Been waiting on that one, huh? Been waiting to...
No, that was a top of my head just thought.
right off.
Then after I said it, was like, that's not what that means, I guess.
No.
No, it's not. All right, so we can agree that they both had jerk tendencies.
Yeah.
She started it.
She did.
He finished it.
Right. Boy, did he.
All right, invasion. When turning left at a large intersection with two left turn lanes, the lady next to me always takes the middle of the three lanes on the new road. What if I wanted to take the middle lane and hit or rammed her? Is it not understood that each car turning left takes the correlating inside or outside lane on the new road? Am I the jerk for cursing her out within the confines of my car? P1, common sense. That's always the one that you have to look for. So you have two lanes that are turning left. If you're in the left, far left, you have to turn into that inside lane.
You gotta stay
make
in
your way
space.
Over, right?
Yes.
That's legal, actually.
But then,
you'll hit someone if you don't.
I know.
It's illegal to change lanes like that on a turn.
But then no
you have
one
to turn into that lane that you're in.
It's illegal to change lanes like in between lights,
right.
too.
Intersection.
That is completely something else.
Yeah, totally.
That would be weird to do if you had to do that.
It'd be weird if that was illegal, changes. Too.
You said it. What are you getting mad at us for?
And it's 2024. If you want to do a sex change, that's cool.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
In the middle, that's really difficult.
I mean, at least
to
pull
do.
Over before you start.
This is a genderless society, so whatever area of the middle you want to be in, that's cool. We're good with
There's
that.
There's one close to where I live that's like this, and I always, if I'm not in the far left lane and I'm in the second left turn lane, I always let that car go first just in case they're not paying attention.
Or they just swing into
the lane. Yeah, because for all I know, they're going to turn in the middle lane thinking that I'm going all the way out when I'm going to go in the lane that I'm in.
It seems you're always trying to look out for other people.
And then
once they do that, 85, 90% of the time, you're fine. Mm-hmm. Everyone's kind of doing their business. But when they don't, you go, see, I told you, I knew it was going to happen.
Every time.
I know. You're trying to protect ourselves, and you're thinking, every time I see it happen. Like, not really.
But in this scenario, this person is not the jerk because they want traffic to go the way
they
that
they deserve to be cursed out.
Yeah.
And even if they can't hear you, they've earned
the other person is
all
screwed
of the curse words that you're screaming out in your car.
And it's not that they're a jerk, they're a criminal because they're breaking the law.
I'm not a criminal.
That seems a little aggressive.
Okay, now
we're
going to get to the end of this. I'm going to see if someone is kind of pulling our leg because I can see the scenario happening. I just don't know if the ending happened. All right? Check it out. Here we go.
Parlor.
No.
It's not a Robert Kraft story.
Every day I drive to work. At the end of my drive, I exit off the highway and sit at a stoplight before I turn down the street of my work. At the stoplight sits the same homeless man every day. As every day goes by, every time I don't give him money, he puts his head down and gets all upset, starts mumbling. Well, one day, I got fed up watching him get mad at me for not giving him money. So I rolled down my window and yelled, "Get a job."
Oh, that's very kind of you. To which he responded, "I'm a crazy person. That's why I'm homeless. I can't get one."
No, this is the line that I'm questioning if this next one happened. Because I can see the scenario so far.
He put on boxing gloves and beat the hell out of
him. I can see that happening.
Okay. What is it? I need to know. Stop talking then. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Speaking of crazy people.
Did you just answer yourself?
He's done it like three different times in the same sentence. Are you okay?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay.
Please finish the story.
So I rolled down my window and yelled, "Get a job," then threw my half-empty Taco Bell cup of water on him. I am sick of his bad attitude.
There's no way.
Am I the jerk?
Yeah, I don't believe
that. I don't either.
He obviously is laughing and reading. Nobody. That's not only are you a jerk, you're a colossal a-hole human being.
And I think that's borderline assault. honestly.
Why would you do that to somebody if this is real? Why?
He's like a homeless guy.
Some shade of compassion, which you can do just by ignoring the person. You don't need to.
You don't have to acknowledge, even if they're doing something that you find a little bit offensive to you. You're fine.
I have a very difficult time believing that happened.
Yeah, that's
I do too. Yeah, no, I don't think that. That's why I prefaced it before I read it. Why is that person calling me? What number is that?
1111111.
Oh, dude.
Emergency.
That's the government.
It's an emergency.
Right there.
Should I pick it? I'm talking about picking up. Do I pick this one up?
If you're going to be on
the
brand.
Secret Service? Call it. Answer it, I mean.
Well, it just went to voicemail.
Oh, okay. isn't that convenient?
Let's see what the voicemail says later on when it's done.
But it's your local homeless man.
So you
all ones.
He's like, I definitely guy threw that water at me.
Hey, to be fair, we did get approached by a guy at Victory Plaza once that asked us to give him money and then said, do you have Cash App or Venmo?
And
had the nicest iPhone of all time.
That's what I'm saying. Pulled out the newest version of an iPhone talking about, hey, man.
And I was like, okay.
And I was trying to diffuse the situation. Okay, you know what? Give me your Cash App, and if I feel like sending you something, he wanted me to tap his phone and give it to him right then and there.
Yeah, Matt and I were already gone.
I know
we
you guys left
Dirk.
Me. You guys left me
sure
as I'm
did.
Trying to.
You can't engage. That's the whole deal.
I'm trying to be nice.
But the question I have on this particular jerk is, what are we supposed to do about the common? I see this homeless person every single day. And I am ignoring him every single day. There's no way I can just drive by, not make eye contact.
Sure,
and
you can.
We all know that we're. I see you every day.
I don't know. It doesn't bother me at all.
Bothers me.
There's a homeless guy or girl or somebody that's down.
But I feel like it's different.
Yeah, they usually.
Every day. It's not the same person. If you start almost having a relationship with the person.
Shifts that they're on.
I'm telling you, man, that right there, because I come. 35 going south and I exit whatever that is, Continental. Right there at that intersection, turning left to come over to this direction, there is a different home. I swear to you, they're there for a week and then it's like they take, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I never give them anything because I don't have cash. What do you want me to give you? I don't have any food on me.
Cash App.
So I never feel bad about it.
Maybe the guy that threw the Taco Bell cup was just trying to give him a drink of nourishing water.
Yeah, well, just hand him the cup. You think he's just standing there with his mouth open and
he's trying to get out of there real quick.
Just mean.
Yeah, that's very mean.
That's
bullying.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that happened.
I don't either.
My guy.
I mean, I could believe some people, like, why would you purposely roll down your window
and even yell and get a job?
Right. He's upset.
Very, very mean.
Like, he didn't approach you. Did he pound on your window or something? Did he throw himself on your car? Then I could get, hey, man, come on.
This guy's upset because the homeless guy was disappointed he didn't get any money. Like, that's probably.
And he sees him a lot.
Probably pretty par for the course.
Yeah, come on, man. Just drive by. Just don't say anything.
There's no need to.
None. All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. Thank you. You can always submit your submissions to amithejerk1310@gmail.com, and we will discuss it like we discussed it this past segment.